Lynn. Blessed Sunday afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon po. Truly indeed, it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Let's all stand po as we prepare our hearts in worship. Naalala ko nung bata pa ako, natatakot ako kay Lord dahil panakot sa akin si Lord ng nanay ko pag may nagawa kong kasalanan. And now that I've known God through His Word, ang Panginoon pala ay hindi boring na Panginoon, di ba nga? Ang first miracle niya nga ay He turned water into wine. Lagi nasa party si Lord nung patayong na yon. And truly, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Pakisabi po sa katabi mo. Amen. Amen. Let's all pray. Lord, we thank you. We invite your holy presence in our midst today, O Father God. Salamat, Panginoon, for we are here. We are free to worship you. Indeed, Lord, we pray that may our songs, may our hearts bring blessing sa iyong paanan, Panginoon. And we just want to enthrone you today, O God, in our midst, O Father. We thank you, we glorify you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Stand and rejoice, lift our hands and raise the shout.
presence there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord.
In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures evermore. You surround us with your favor, O Lord. The earth is full of your goodness. The earth is filled with your love.
Let's repeat that one more time. In your presence.
In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures evermore. You surround us with your favor, O Lord. The earth is full of your goodness. The earth is filled with your love. Exceedingly, abundantly, far above all we could ever ask or think. Exceedingly. There is fullness of joy at your right hand. There are pleasures evermore. You surround us with your favor, O Lord. The earth is full of your goodness. The earth is filled with your love. Exceedingly, abundantly, far above all. Abundantly, you give us all things to enjoy.
wala nang nadaisimba, kundi mamalagi sa presence.
My for you.
And yes, Lord, you need your presence. Every spouse before you, O God, we worship you. You alone are holy. You alone are God. There's no one like you, O Lord. You are wonderful, glorious, beautiful, matchless, Lord, in every way. We worship you. You are God alone. We praise you. Oh, we praise you, Lord, for there is none like you. Blessed be your name, O God, for you enthrone the praises of your people, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, in your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. In your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there is pleasures forever. Amen. You know, mga kapatid, in the Old Testament, the presence of God is the most important, essential, and the great need of the Israelites, especially when they are going through wilderness. And that presence of God symbolizes the Ark of the Covenant. When there's an Ark of Covenant, it signifies victories. It ensures them wipe away their fears because they know they have God on their side. Even what enemies they encounter, they have this victory, for the Lord is with them. In fact, si Moses, sabi ni Moses in Exodus 33, he pleaded with the Lord. Sabi niya, Lord, if your presence will not go with us, do not lead us from here. If your presence is not with us, do not lead us from here. The presence of God. You know what? Praise God, in this New Testament times, when Jesus Christ came to save us, before he left, he poured out his abundant grace upon us by sending the Holy Spirit to us. That's why every believer, even you, if you have faith in Christ, if you surrender your life and receive him as your Lord and Savior, you have the Holy Spirit in you. So whatever challenges you have, even in the fiercest moment of your life, just by a simple prayer, you are in His presence. Now we are blessed that we have Christ in us. If we have Christ in us, the Spirit, His Spirit dwells in us forever. What a assuring word that we have Him in His presence. Even as we congregate, even as we worship together, and we praise God for our worship leaders who lead us to His presence. But moment, we can enjoy that presence through prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, amamaray po, salamat, Lord, sa inyong biyaya, sa inyong grace. Lord, there's no one like you, God. You are majestic in every way. You are so wonderful, you're so glorious, oh God. Even words, Lord, cannot properly, Lord, describe you, God. For you are so wonderful, oh God. And we pray, Lord, as we come together, sing together, worship together, listen to your word together. May your presence, Lord, fill us with joy, with peace, with assurance, O God, coming from you, Lord. Lord, that the joy that even this world cannot offer, that only you, O God, in you, the Lord, we can find that joy, that peace, O God, that promise, O God, that assurance, Lord, that we come here, Lord, with expectant heart, Lord, and we know, O God, that as we come here, and we come out to this place, Lord, we are more blessed because we have you, we experience your presence, O God. We thank you, O God, for that Holy Spirit, O God, in us, that, Lord, ask us, Lord, lead us, compels us, Lord, to run after your presence. Okay, Lord, we pray like Moses, that we may desire that presence, O God, your presence, to run after, Lord,
And we pray, oh God, that whatever challenges we have, just we do not hesitate to come into your presence, Lord, and ask, oh God, for victory, for joy, and even comfort, oh God, in times of trouble. Lord, thank you, God. Bless you po ang aking mga kapatid sa oras po nito. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning po, and we can take a seat po.
Good afternoon, everyone. So let's continue our worship through giving. So allow me to read our verse for today from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change the shifting shadows. And our response to the Word of God. As we give faithfully of give our tithes and offerings, we recognize God's gift as a purposeful, intentional, and ultimately for our benefits even amidst life's challenges. We can trust that God's goodness remains steadfast. May His words encourage us to acknowledge His grace, appreciate His gifts, and place our trust in His unchanging character. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Creator of things, our hearts overflow with gratitude. Thank you for being the ultimate source of every good gift. As we present our tithes and offering, we recognize that cheerful giving is not merely an obligation, but a joyful act of worship. Your promise to open the floodgates of heaven when we honor you with our first fruits fills us with hope. May these gifts extend the work of your kingdom within your church, our community, and throughout the world you have lovingly created. We give the joy rooted in unwavering faithfulness of your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give cheerfully, po.
Kalagitnaan, meron po tayong dalawa. But before calling our first time guest, and let gusto ko lang pong malaman, anyone po who came back for second or third time sa church, anyone po, by show of hands, anyone, uy, mga old timers, yeah, welcome sa ating mga old timers. And this time we have two visitors. As we call upon your name, we would like to stand so the church could recognize you. Later we'll pray for you. So let's welcome si Miss Eva. Miss Eva, welcome po. It's from Indonesia, right? Yeah, Miss Eva from Indonesia, welcome po. And then second one, si Miss Gemma Antipuesto. Welcome po. Good day po sa inyo. Later, after our service, we would like to invite you for a short refreshment at the same time to get to know you more. Okay, church, let us pray for them. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your presence within us, Lord, in us, and even, Lord, bringing friends, oh God, in our midst. Lord, we pray that you open our hearts, Lord, and as they listen to your word, word, and even as we fellowship with them, Lord, that let their hearts, oh God, be open, and they may feel the love of the Lord through the fellowship of the believers. Bless them, bless their work, and even bless their even businesses and even jobs, Lord. And we pray, oh God, as they go out today, Lord, they may have this good message, oh God, that they will hear today, oh God, bringing them, oh God, wherever they go, fill their hearts, oh God, with joy and love. All this, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's welcome together, stand up, and welcome them, and welcome one another. I see Jose as a husband po ni MJ. Welcome, Jose. Mabuhay ang bagong kasal, tama ba? Yan, thank you. Thank you sa pagbisita sa amin, Jose. Ano ba next? Okay, this time is the second month of April. second Sunday of the month of April. Nawala ako doon. Second Sunday, we celebrate yung birthdays of the month. Kaya we would like to call upon birthdays of birthday celebrants in April. Let us stand po. Sabi sa Word of God in Proverbs 9:11 in New Living Translation, it says, "Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life." So as we continue with the Lord, may your wisdom increase upon believing in the Lord, and may you have more fruitful years to come. Okay, let us pray sa ating mga birthday celebrants. Our Father in Heaven, we thank you, Lord, for our brothers and sisters who celebrate their birthdays this month. We pray, O God, that your grace and favor, O God, be upon them and more years to come, O Lord, sa kanya lang buhay. And we pray, O God, for good health and even, Lord, not only physical health, but also spiritual health as they grow in grace in your knowledge of the Lord. Lord, bless their jobs, their families, and even more favor, O God, sa kanilang bosses and even employers, including their Lord sa kanilang businesses, even future plans, O God, sa kanilang buhay. Bless their loved ones, O God. All this, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Happy birthday, Paulette.
Praise the Lord. Let me highlight a few announcements before we proceed with God's Word. One is our early morning prayer, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 and Sunday at different time, 5 a.m. to 5:45. Then on Sunday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. We want to ensure and desire na tayo po ay to become a house of prayer. So continue po ang ating pananalangin sa Panginoon. So we encourage you to join us. It's via Zoom. Of course, this coming week, we will have our midweek prayer, 9 p.m. sa ating TLWF official Facebook page. Join us at 9 p.m. If you're unable to join us on time, you can replay po yung mga prayer time na yun during your devotion and time of reflection. So you can take time to join us sa prayer po ito. And then we'll continue on with our evangelistic training, sharing of good news. Last week we started our training. It's a wonderful time for us. We talk about joy of sharing. But this coming week, 21st April, we'll be focusing on community evangelism. How can we reach out as a community? So I'm excited, and all of us are called by the Lord to share. So some of us here, matagal ng Christian, or probably very new, yet maybe we have forgotten how to share, or natatakot tayo mag-share. Tama? So we want to equip, empower each one of us, and challenge us to obey His command, and to really have that, not just doing it merely because we have to do it, but importantly, galing sa puso, dahil na-experience natin ang mercy and love ni Lord. So take note, next week, in between the services, we will have our week 2 community evangelism. Of course, we thank the Lord for all of you who joined us sa ating prayer and fasting this week. Early on, we have our church prayer. The next one will be sa June. Next, ito po ang next announcement. We will have our church anniversary, 27th church anniversary. Palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. 27th year na ang ating ang church. At we will have it on 28 April. There will only be one service. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, one service. Only one service. 10 a.m. po ito. Everyone is invited. Tell the person beside you, you're invited. And it's quite unique dahil we want to recognize how the Lord have been working in the church. Sino dito ang Tagalog? Say mabuhay. Sino dito ang taga Bisaya? Say hello. Bisaya. Ano? Mahubay. Oh. Ang mga Ilocano, say one. Ayon. See? Luzon, Bisaya, taga Mindanao. Yeah. We want to recognize how the Lord, despite of our differences and background, ano upbringing natin, yet the Lord brought us here sa Singapore pa, social, at doon tayo nakilala sa Panginoon. And dito tayo ginamit all the more. And it's something about the Living Word Fellowship, so unique. And I don't know where the Lord will lead us. I don't know how where the Lord will lead you. Some of you might be going sa Pilipinas. Some of you might be going sa France. Wow. Sa ibang lugar, sa Canada. I don't know. But you know, this place, Living Word Fellowship, is so unique because it sends people. So we want to celebrate all of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues. So what we want to have is to recognize God's goodness in our life, even though we are different, we are one in the Lord. So ang challenge natin this week po, magwe-wear tayo ng ating traditional clothes. Ayan. Pwede na kayo mag-shopee. Traditional clothes, o kung wala, pwede kayong humiram. Kontakin nyo si Tita Eva. Ayan. So, if cannot, it's still okay. Kuha kayong t-shirt na may flag. But it's okay. But if you can, join us as we wear our traditional clothes, barong, and so on. Alright? Last few announcement. We will have Fresh Fire Conference, Assemblies of God Fresh Fire Conference, 22nd May to 23rd May. Ito po ay for the churches in Singapore, but specifically sa Assemblies of God Church, being part of Assemblies of God, we want to participate. Join us at 22nd of May because it's a public holiday. And I think it will challenge us to really pursue the call of the Lord as individual, but also as a church. Ang maganda rito, sama-sama tayong AG churches, churches together, and we will see how the Lord is doing in the different churches. And we want to see and pray that as a one body, we will serve the Lord. So take note, 22nd May, mayroon pong feast. Pag you're gonna join us for 2 days, ang early bird po ay $40, but it will be ending yung early bird today. But if 1 day lang po, $30. So go to iConnect or contact Tita Eva if you're able to join. Alright? Ito po yung mga key speaker natin, and I pray that many of us will be able to join. Okay. Praise the Lord. Today, we have someone that will be speaking to us, someone that we don't need any introduction. We know him as part. He's been part of the Living Word ever since. Nagsimula ang Living Word. Naging part po siya. And we thank the Lord for His love, for the people and how he served in a humble way in the church. He's been part of the board, and right now, he's no longer part of, I would say, consultant na po siya sa board, and now she's in one of the elders of church. And I thank God for his life. He's one of my youth teacher, kaya alam nyo na yung age niya. Pero it doesn't look like of his age kasi marami siyang kimchi. Marami siyang suka kinakain. One thing about him, he loves people, and I'm blessed with his life. So before I call upon him, let's just pray for Brother Richard. Panginoon, salamat kay Brother Richard that will be sharing today your word. Lord, may your word be preached powerfully. Anoint him and guide him. May every word in his thoughts, in his heart, Lord, comes from you. And as we surrender this time, Panginoon, may you challenge us. Soften our hearts, Lord, so that we may obey in every areas in our lives. Lord, as we dive into our word, baguhin niyo po kami. The way we think, the way we behave, Lord, the way we pursue life. May we always be faithful in the things that you called us to do. So we pray for anointing and guidance, and bless Brother Richard, Lord. So salamat po, Panginoon, this afternoon. Open our hearts and our ears. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's just welcome Brother Richard.
Thank you, Pastor Orwell. Magandang hapon po. Time flies. And thank you, Pastor Orwell, for making our maturity transparent in the church. But I only still have 2 citizenship. Just to give a context to that, when Pastor Jerry got his Philippine passport back, he has a dual citizenship already, and I congratulate him and greeted him, Pastor, congratulate for your 4th citizenship. Tapos, salamat. But hindi siya mapalagay. Nagbibilang-bilang siya, bakit 4 na citizenship? Richard, I'm U.S. citizen, Filipino citizen, and as you preached last time, heavenly citizenship. Tatlo lang, pero Singapore PR lang naman ako. As a pastor, 60 years old na kayo. Senior citizenship. So, I only have 2 citizenships so far. Anyway, last week, Pastor Well mentioned or delivered a compelling sermon centered on Prophet Isaiah. And in the scripture, when Prophet Isaiah was comforted with the Lord's holiness, he saw his unworthiness. Ang sabi niya, woe is me. Because I live in an unclean lips at nakita niya yung holiness ng Panginoon. Nilinis siya ng Panginoon by putting that live coal sa kanyang tongue, and he was purified. And after that, he heard another event, who will go with us? Who shall I send? Ang sabi ng Panginoon. But with great conviction, Isaiah filled with that conviction, he eagerly volunteered, here I am, Lord, send me. But today, it's a stark contrast. It's a very different response from Prophet Isaiah. Today, unlike Isaiah, we readily answer God's call. Ito pong pag-aaralan natin ngayon is totally, took 180 degrees. He did not volunteer, but he did not say yes, but actually he fled away. Let me get this one. I'm talking of the prophet Jonah. He's running away. You can see him. Okay, Jonah, just to give a background of him, he's one of the minor prophets in the Old Testament. Minor in the sense, yung message is not minor. Minor in the sense, 4 chapters lang siya. Katulad ni, hindi katulad nung Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, there are 60, 50, 40 chapters. Those are called major prophets. And he lived in 780 BC. He's ahead of Isaiah, because Isaiah is around 680, and Jeremiah is around 620. So he may be 150 years older than the other prophets. God commissioned Jonah to deliver a prophecy to Nineveh, a city famous for its, I forget to click that, famous for its wickedness. Another thing about him, instead of heading to Nineveh sa mga Amerikano, Nineveh sa mga Filipino English po, you know, he fled toward Tarshish, remembered for being swallowed by a great fish. He reluctantly carried out his prophetic duty in Nineveh, and Jonah voiced his displeasure with God's mercy on the Ninevites, expressed a desire for his own death. Why not we all stand and we let us read from some of the verses in his book. Jonah 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that the great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. Now we move to other chapters. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, "O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish. For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in love, in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to go through the book of Jonah. We ask your Holy Spirit to be our teacher so we can be able to explain, and for us who are listening, we'll be able to get out of the reflection and the insights stuck in this rich book. We thank you, Lord, for this time. Be with us and use the things, the lessons that we learn to make us grow and eventually to share to others. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Makakaupo na po tayo. The divisions, or the book of Jonah, has 4 chapters and are distinctly titled. You can actually have a title for each chapter because each chapter transpired some event. So for chapter 1, I titled it "Running from God," describes Jonah's initial attempt to flee from the calling or his mission. The second one is "Running to God." When he was already at the belly of the great fish, he eventually prayed. So he's now seeking God. Chapter 3, he's running with God. The second time the Lord talked to him, and now he followed to prophesy to Nineveh. And chapter 4, I call it "Running with God," some sort of an argument, because he was struggling. There is a personal struggle with God's mercy towards Nineveh. He cannot just understand it. That's why in what we read, he said, "I want to die." So I have divided that in two. So let us delve into our title. I entitled it "The Runaway Prophet." Ewan ko po kung sino yung runaway dito, but we will soon find out through our message. The name Jonah actually means dove. Whenever the word dove, it connotes, sinasabi dun sa Matthew 10:16, "So be wise as serpents and innocent as dove." Parang mabait, inosente, but not Jonah. So the word Jonah, ang pangalan niya, dove, parang hindi rhyme. Hindi rhyme. Parang merong kang kaopisina, very mataray, small things, masungit, lahat na lang, hindi pwede. Ang pangalan niya is Grace. Parang ganon, hindi nag-rhyme. So ganon po si Jonah, yung pangalan niya. Okay, so chapter 1 of Jonah, we can see Jonah hails from Gath Hefer. This is a place in Galilee, just 5 kilometers away from Nazareth, where the Lord Jesus grew up, yung hometown ni Jesus. So yung sinasabi dun sa John 7:25, when the Pharisees were trying to tell the soldiers who are arresting Jesus, nung bumalik sila and they did not bring Jesus with them, why did you not bring him? Ang sabi nila, nobody spake like him. And then, are you also his disciples? Sabi ng mga Pharisees. And then nag-interject si Nicodemus, is it okay to judge a person without knowing? Look, are you also from Galilee? Check if there are any prophets arising from Galilee. They were wrong. The Pharisees were wrong when they are saying, no prophets arising from Galilee. Prophet Jonah hails from Galilee. Hindi lang si Prophet Jonah, in fact, Prophet Nahum as well. Now, Jonah was told to go to Nineveh to prophesy to that city. Nineveh is 500 miles or 800 kilometers from Israel. And at that time, Assyria is the great empire. Of course, they have not attacked Israel. It will not be until 52 years later when they will attack the northern kingdom. But they are vicious empire. They wreak havoc wherever they go. So he was told to go and prophesy in that city. And he was told to go, instead of going there, he actually fled to Tarshish. Tarshish is 2,500 miles or 4,000 kilometers away from Israel. It says there in Jonah 1, verse 3b, so he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. Nag-apply po siya. He wants to belong to non-profit organization. Ayaw niya niyang maging propeta. Okay, what happened actually? The Lord hurled great wind upon the sea nung nandun na sila sa dagat. But you will see si Jonah in his desire talagang kalimutan yung Nineveh, yung utos ng Panginoon. Even though the tempest is raging and the ship is threatened to break up, he was there. Read chapter 1, the whole chapter 1. He said he was fast asleep. Talagang tulog na tulog siya. Mahimbing si Jonah. And the sailors or mariners were all afraid, terrified, because the ship is about to break down and malunod. So they took out all the cargoes into the sea to lighten up the ship. And the ship captain somehow found Jonah. Why? What do you mean, you sleeper? What are you doing there? Bakit? Magdasal ka rin. Kasi nagdasal. They were all praying to their own gods. Magdasal ka rin para makaligtas tayo dun sa calamity na to. And then they decided to cast lots. And the lot fell on Jonah. And then they confronted him. Who are you? Where are you from? What is your occupation? Ang sabi ni Jonah, I am an Hebrew. I serve the Lord who created the land and the sea. Natakot lalo sila kasi yung palang Lord niya, yung God niya, ang nag-create ng sea. Because during those times, merong God of mountain, merong God of God of moon. So natakot sila. And then tinanong siya, he was fleeing from the Lord. Inexplain. Lalo silang natakot. Then what shall we do to you? And he said, pick me up and throw me into the sea and the sea will calm down. But they did not listen to that because they were afraid. So they tried all their best to just row to the dry land, but to no avail. And so wala na silang choice. They pick up Jonah. But before they pick him up, they all prayed, oh Lord, wag niyo pong ipasan ang kasalanan na ito sa amin. Innocente kami, sabi nila, when they prayed to the Lord. So they pick up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Talagang natakot sila. They were the man, sinasabi sa Jonah 1:16, the man feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. Up to this point, yung wind, yung mga Gentiles, they are all praying, they are all following the Lord. Yung wind, when it was instructed by the Lord to go there, itong mga tao na ito, they are all following, obeying, except for Jonah. What happened in this, while all these things are happening, si Jonah, I don't know, I was trying to imagine, nung tinapon siya, I don't think he even tried to swim. Kasi gusto niyang mamatay. Kaso nung tinapon siguro siya, nagganyan lang siya, okay, gusto ko nang mamatay. I was imagining that. Ayaw niyang lumangoy eh, kasi ayaw niyang mabuhay eh. Ayaw niyang pumunta sa Nineveh. And of course, the Lord sent appointed great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. This story of Jonah, the whale and Jonah, is actually a story for the Sunday schoolers. If you've gone through when I was still teaching Sunday schoolers, one of the many stories that we have. And there's a story that we all used to tell and relate to them. There is an atheist teacher, and there is this girl student drawing a whale, but she associated Jonah and the whale. Oh, the atheist teacher said, so this is a Christian. You really believe about the story of Jonah? Then the student said, yes, ma'am. Do you really believe that he was swallowed by the fish, and then he stayed there for 3 days and three nights, and after that he was vomited and he's still alive? Yes, ma'am. How will you know? Let me ask when I reach to heaven. Ang sabi niya, what if you will not find him there? Then you ask him la. You get the logic? Kung wala sa heaven, nasun sa hell, di ba? So, let me see. Even Jesus makes reference of Jonah, attesting to this. Sinabi ni Jesus, dun sa Matthew 12, verse 40, for just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth. So it is testified, ito po ay verified, binanggit none other than our Lord Jesus, yung situation na to. So what are the reflections or reflection we can get from this chapter 1 of the book of Jonah? Any attempt of escaping from the Lord is an act of futility. I try to search who has the great story, those who are running away from the Lord in our recent times, but I cannot find quickly until I found John Newton, the one who penned Amazing Grace. He grew up in a Christian family, but eventually, as he was growing up, he abandoned the faith and worked in a ship as well as a slave trader until he got sick, went back, quit the slave trader's job. And during his adulthood, that is where he met the Lord. I am not sure where are you in the journey of your faith. If you are very certain where you are now, it's the calling of the Lord for you, find. And if you are uncertain and you don't know, that's still fine. You continue to pray. But if you know that the Lord is calling you very distinctly, and this is where you, and actually instead of in your place now, you know very well, any attempt of escaping from the Lord is an act of futility. This may be a tailored message for you who are actually listening, and even in our broadcast or in our FB next time, we will be hearing this. If you know for a fact that the Lord is calling you for something else and you are keep on running, it's an act of futility. But that is not a negative connotation. Despite our tendencies to rebel or to flee, God persistently pursues us with patience and love. God wants us. In fact, I was reminded of the statement or quotation of Saint Augustine, Lord, you created us for you, and our hearts will remain restless until it rests in you. When the Lord pursuing us, continue to pursue us. It's not for him. It's actually for us. So let's move to chapter 2. So Jonah now was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. That's the time he prayed. After 3 days and 3 nights. At the beginning, hindi. Gusto pa rin niya talagang mamatay. The Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. You see, the nature, the Gentiles, the mariners, the sailors, even the fish just obeyed the Lord. But Jonah finally here is now running to God. He prayed for his salvation because he was dying. He was dying. What can we get as a reflection from chapter 2? Anytime and any place we call on the Lord is acceptable, even now and today. Some sort of a safety every month, safety write-ups every month across our company. We always remember one of our big incident in Mekong, Thailand, and Cambodia, Lao Bridge. And one of the engineers there who fell into the sea when that bridge fell, the trusses fell into the sea. He fell only less than 30 seconds, but the water below him is very dark, and life flashes before him, meaning he's, when he was young, at that time he was already in his mid-30s. When he was young, it flashes around him as if it's a very long time and very silent. Everything, all from his childhood, flashes before him. It's a Japanese. I believe when such kind of things happen, that kind of life will flash before you. As if, even though it's only 30 seconds or 25 seconds, a short, but as if you will be given a long time and you will see that life will just flash before you. And when I was in the Philippines and still listening to our pastor, he always tell this. Let's say you are running away from the Lord, and at the very end you decided to end your life. And at that time, the famous bridge in the Philippines is San Juanico Bridge. And you decided you go on top of San Juanico Bridge and jump into the sea. Between the time you decided to lift, to jump from there, until you're struggling with your breath, or at the time you are mid-air, you said, Lord, sorry, the Lord will still pardon and forgive you. So anytime and any place we call on the Lord is acceptable, even now and today. So we go to chapter 3. Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, it says, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. So finally, he is now running with God. He followed God eventually, though apparently it's only interim. It's with reservation. You will see later in chapter 4 why I said there is a reservation. So because of his message, the people of Nineveh, as you can see in chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, believe God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. They all repented. And finally, that the king of Nineveh, he arose from his throne because he heard. This news reached him. He removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes too. And in fact, he gave a command that all the empire has to repent. In fact, this is the greatest revival in history for, let's say, any missionary work. This is the greatest revival recorded. It's still unbeaten because 100% it happened, the people repented. people say, is it true? Jesus himself said, you stubborn generation, sabi ng Panginoon, the people of Nineveh will rise up to you in the last day because a prophet named Jonah came and they repented. Someone greater than Jonah is here and they are not following him. So indeed, that happened. People repented. Now, what was the message of Jonah? That's all his message, only 8 words. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. 8 words lang. That's all what he preached. Of course, we cannot see in the Bible, in the things, but according to many Bible scholars, this is all what he preached. In fact, wala nga diyang word na repent. It's more on 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And because of what they have done, of course, Jonah 3 verse 10 says, when God saw what they did, how they returned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he said would do to them. And he did not do it. So ano pong reflections makukuha natin dito? Any person willing to deliver God's message is a messenger whom God is willing to use. When the word of the Lord is shared, sinasabi dun sa Isaiah 55 verse 11, my word that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing which I sent it. Hindi po babalik na void yung naipangaral na salita. Even sa inyo po na sa inyong experience. For me, I have a lot of experience growing up when I was traveling or walking to my way back, maybe in the late 80s, 1987, 88. I was traveling back to walking to my, at that time, outreach ministry. I'm bringing my guitar. At meron pong grupo na nag-inuman. And they say, Brother Richard, lasing sila. But since I don't want to avoid them, I sit down. And then, kumanta ka naman, sabi. Nung una, I was hesitant. Then kinuha nila yung gitara, so nag-enjoy sila. Binigay uli sa akin, kumanta ka naman. So, actually, my singing is for personal consumption lang sana. But napilitan na kung awitin gitara yung Tupang Ligaw. And after that, nagpaalam ako. That was still when I was teenager, 17, 18, because I was Christian at very young age. When I was already working in Manila, I ride a Victory Liner. Umakyat ako dun sa bandang unahan. And nakita ko sa mga likuran, Brother Richard, isa sa mga lasenggo dati na nag-invite sa. I thought he was insulting me. But he called me, come here, beside me, there is this chair. At sabi niya, alam mo ba, when you sang that song, hindi mawala sa mind ko. And because of that, naging Christian ako. Christian ako, brother, something like this. So, a person willing to deliver God's message is a messenger whom God is willing to use. Even the likes of Jonah, he is not that 100% willing na sumunod, and yet the Lord used the word na spread because it's not us, actually. It's the Lord, siya magpapalago nung salita na yon. Now, we go to chapter 4. Now, there is this run-in with God. What does it mean by run-in with God? Argument with God. Jonah 4:1, it says, but it displeased Jonah. The worst possible thing that Jonah could imagine had happened. Pinatawad ng Diyos, hindi niya tinapok ang Nineveh because they repented and God relented. So galit na galit si Jonah. You can see, bakit galit si Jonah? Why was he upset? Bakit siya galit? I don't know if I can, there's a Tagalog word dun sa Sinabi ko na, yan. Yun yung mukhang kataba niya. Sinabi ko niya. Okay, Jonah 4 verse 2, let us read. Is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish. For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in love, steadfast, abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster. Sinabi ko na eh, hindi mo itutuloy. Alam ko, mabait kang Diyos. You are merciful, slow to anger. Kaya nagmadali akong umalis eh. Ngayon, see, tama ako. Parang ganun ang sinasabi ni... So he has a run-in with God. Hindi not against, but he actually is still asking God to kill him. He wants the Lord to kill him. I want to die, sabi niya. Let us read yung sugurong, let me see, Jonah chapter 4, verses 3. Ang sabi niya rito, therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, do you do well to be angry? Jonah is upset because God has forgiven the Ninevites after they repented from their sins. Jonah had expected, perhaps wanted God to punish them. Gusto niyang parusahan sila. But the Lord did not do that. And if we will read again further, dun sa later chapter, Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city and made a booth for himself there. Imagine, he mentioned 40 days, am I right? He made a booth. He sat under the shade till he should see what would become of the city. He was still expecting na magbabago yung mind ng Diyos. Gusto niyang matupok, masunog yung Nineveh. That's why he was there patiently waiting. I remember Abraham, when Abraham was commissioned to somehow pull Lot, yung kanyang pamangkin, and the Lord will be soon destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham said, kung meron bang 50, meron bang 40, meron 30, may 20, in a good righteous man. He was actually bargaining. Ayaw niyang mangyari. Totally opposite with Jonah. It's totally opposite with him. Ano yung ating reflection dito? Sinasabi ng iba, Jonah, even though at that time Assyrian has not attacked Israel yet, but it's already threatening to attack Israel. Because at that time Assyria, they will just easily wreak havoc to the tiny Israel. He doesn't want that to happen because they may just be conquered. Maybe similar to us. Somebody may want to conquer us. Something, that kind of feeling. We don't want to go there and preach the word. Parang ganun ang feeling niya. Or, the other point ang sinasabi rito is, Jonah is just too jealous for God. Sabi niya, masyado kang mabait, God. Sobra na sila eh. Bakit lagi mo silang pinapatawad? Pugsain mo lang sila. Parang namimihasa na sila. Parang ganun ang feeling. Some point, some ganun ang feeling niya. Parang he was jealous for God. So, ang reflection natin dito sa chapter 4 is any desires conflicting with God's plan necessitates our alignment with His will. We ought to share the word with everyone, regardless of group affiliation, race, or past conflicts. Lamentations 3:22, sinasabi ng Panginoon, He loves everyone. Ang kanyang steadfast love never ceases. Yun ang Panginoon eh. Siya yun eh. Of course, what do you think, sabi nga ng Panginoon, if He has, dun sa New Testament, if you have meron siyang 100 sheep and the 99 is already saved, but one will stray, He will still go out and look and find for that one na nawawala. Let me share some of a discussion or a sharing of a pastor named Jack Cunningham. when he shared this about the evangelism. This is, I will be just reading. It's a video. Actually, I converted into text. So let me just read for you. I contacted my barber to see if they could fit me in for an appointment, and they told me to come in the afternoon. I arrived at the barber shop feeling excited about getting a haircut from a trusted barber. However, when my appointment time came, the receptionist informed me that my barber had leave due to an emergency and was not available. She offered instead Julie, another barber, could cut my hair. Despite her unconventional appearance with spiky, multicolored hair, numerous facial piercings, and mismatched clothing all around, I decided to stay as I needed haircut badly. As Julie began cutting my hair, I initially felt we had nothing in common and doubted we'd had anything to talk about. Surprisingly, during the haircut period process, Julie inquired about my workplace, where I'm working. I told her I work at the World Evangelism Center. She mentioned she had visited our bookstore recently because her family was struggling with addiction issues, and a video from our bookstore had impacted her mother. Julie shared that she didn't know much about God, the church, or the Bible, but watching the video made her realize she wanted to avoid going to hell, prompting her to buy a Bible and start reading it. Despite her efforts, she confessed she found it confusing. As she spoke, tears streamed down her face, and even other stylists and customers began to listen, some visibly moved. Reflecting on her earnestness and the conversation, I regretted my initial judgment. Before leaving, I told Julie I was so sorry for not discussing my faith with her earlier. I offered to sit with her on a park bench outside and go through a Bible study to help her understand more about Jesus. This experience taught me that we should not judge who should hear or who should not hear about the gospel. Jonah doesn't want Ninevites to repent. Hindi yun ang kanyang business. Our command or our calling is to share the word. It's up to the Lord. It's up to the Lord. Sinasabi that we ought to share the word with everyone regardless of group affiliation, race, or past conflicts. Many years back, when my sister still quite reserved on how to share the word, can I not share the word by lips? Can I just, without me telling others, I'll just live my life a good Christian? Of course, the best thing if we can share the gospel through our lips, we have to tell them. But yes, let's say you are, for now, because you are still hesitant, please live your life as a Christian, that they will see your life, you're living the good Christian life. But then you must be ready to reply when someone will ask your faith. Peter mentioned that, am I right? If they say you're living a good life, what is in you? Ano bang nasa iyo? Then be ready to reply. If we cannot evangelize through our lips, at least evangelize through our lives. Now, let me give another reflection for this one. Let the conversion of sinners, which is the joy of heaven, be our joy and never our grief. Jonah became grievous, became rebellious. He had a run-in with God because he saw the Ninevites repented. Let us reverse that. Let us be joyful. Because imagine a missionary will go to a place, let's say pastor and every one of us will go to a place, Mindanao or anywhere, and many repented. We will be singing joyfully, am I right? We will be celebrating. We should not be like that. Let the conversion of sinners, which is the joy of heaven, be our joy and never our grief. In just conclusion, let us just, in summarying, any attempt of escaping from the Lord is an act of futility. But remember, despite of you are fleeing, escaping from the Lord, remember this, God will persistently pursue us with patience and love. Any person who is willing to deliver God's message, kaya niyang gamitin kahit sino, magpagamit lang tayo. And that is a big, for me, whenever I stand here, I'm shaking, but at least now that the Lord, magpagamit lang tayo, siya nang bahala mag-convict, siya nang bahala mag-relay ng message sa bawat isa. And finally, let that conversion of sinners, which is the joy of heaven, be our joy, and never our grief. Let us pray. Lord, salamat po sa message na amin pong ginothrough ngayong hapon. We thank you, Father, that we have the story of Jonah. It may have not present Jonah himself, but Lord, the lessons that we can learn and we can get from this book are tremendous, and this really helps us. We seek you, Lord, to work in our lives and align our hearts so that we may extend and share your grace and mercy to everyone we encounter. May we also earnestly desire to see your mercy reflected in the lives of others. Lord, if anyone nandito po, they are harboring or lingering anger or bitterness in their past, and because of that, they were not able to just even pray for that or share your word. If anyone towards someone meron pong ganito, which caused them pain, Lord, we pray that they will find the strength to lay that burdens at your feet. We know that some things are out of our hands and only you can change us. So Lord, we give our hearts to you and ask you to help us change to be more like you. Maraming pong salamat, Panginoon, sa oras na ito, sa mga message, sa mga reflections na amin pong pinag-usapan. We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Richard, for that wonderful reminder sa atin. Many times we read the story of Jonah sa children's book. Am I right? Sometimes pagbabasahin natin siya, parang ano bang matututunan ko dito? But it reflects of God's mercy to a wicked nation and a prophet to run away. At sometimes yung prophet na nagra-run away, kilala mo kung sino? Yung katabi mo. Many times tayo yon. And the message is this, that let's have captured God's heart. Amen? Many times we run away from what we are supposed to do. The broken world out there, need of mercy and love. We, Christian, have Christ in our heart and we ought to share it to them. Amen. Let's stand. Gusto ko pa naman paawitin si Kuya Richard ng Tupang Ligaw. Susunod na next time, baka ma-convert kayong lahat. But many of us were tupang ligaw, right? Pero minahal ng Diyos. And now is our turn to love people. And this be our prayer, pure heart, what's what I long for. Let it be our prayer. Let's sing it. Divine.
but one who rules and reigns. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. A heart that hides your word. Let's raise our hands. A heart that hides your word, yes, Lord.
So that sin may not come in.
A heart that's undivided,
but one who rules and reigns.
A heart that feels compassion,
that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma.
We are here recipient of your love, your grace, and mercy. Kami po ay mga tupang ligaw, yet Lord, you reach to each one of us. And we are grateful. But Lord, I pray that you remove our pride, remove any selflessness in our heart, not to share what we have received. The joy that we receive and love that we have received from you, you have called that, Lord, to also share it to the lost. Panginoon, as we have been reminded by Brother Richard today, Lord, change our heart. May we not be like Jonah. But instead, Lord, may we follow your way. May we capture your heart, Lord. And I pray for Living Word Fellowship. I pray wherever we go, may in our workplaces, may in our office, may it be in our family, Lord, I pray that our heart will beat compassion because that's in your heart. So salamat, Panginoon, sa tanghaling ito that we can look into your word. I pray that you help us, Lord. So wherever we go, Lord, use us to share your love through our lives and through our lips, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon. Let's just raise a hand and receive the benediction. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Lord, thank you for saving us and use us to share your love wherever we go. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord an offering. Praise the Lord. Just turn to somebody and tell the person beside you, God can use you. God bless everyone.